What is up? I am Jay Moizo. this is a new thing that I will be doing, and I hope you enjoy it. So, I had this dream once, and then I turned it into a story. It was called The Day of the Survivors, and it's about people in my real life, and I hope you enjoy this. When we start recording, it will be really fun to do, but I'll have to upload this to YouTube somehow too. But I'm about to record the first episode, so let's jump into it. Okay, so part one opens with a world with only a few. I'm in my house with my four siblings. Kyren's there, and he just sits there looking at me, and I look at him, and he says, "Happy birthday." I said, "Thank you. I'm turning 16 now. This is 3 years, two years, I'm about to turn 14. 2 years in the future. That's where this thing was based. Next thing you know, three of my friends climb through the window, trying to get away from the robots and zombies. Not really zombies, but because they're dead people, which is really creepy. But, my first friend was named Zyrel. He's been my friend for a pretty long time now, and, glad to be friends with him. Next was Kevin. He was a really good friend of mine, and I really enjoyed his company. Then he brought his little brother, Enrique, which was 1 year younger, so you really can't say little, but he was my friend too, and Kyren's, and everybody else's. He was really nice. They all went through, I opened the window for them. They said, "Happy birthday." I said, "Thank you." Like I said, there was only a few left. A lot of people still lived on. It was a really, really weird, creepy thing that was going on. Okay. Meanwhile, 2 hours have passed. Checking up my broken phone, and I seen that 2 hours has passed. Then I heard the door coming. We all got ready because we thought, who could it be? Because, you know, the world was pretty ended. It was our parents. They came in with a cake. It said, "Happy birthday, Jemani." I read it, and I was like, since the world is ending, I feel like there's nothing you can do to push that way to find it. I said, "Thank you to my mom and dad for the cake." And then Kevin was like, "Finally, cake." Kyren kind of replied with the same thing, saying, "Well, at least we can have cake now, and this could probably cheer some of us up, am I right?" And I said, "Yeah." Basically, it was a really enjoyable thing. Alright. Basically, we went back to sleep. It was really cold, and it was really tiring. Kept on sleeping. Next thing you know, we are super tired. Kyren wakes me up saying, "Jay!" I said, "Yeah." "Do you wake the others up?" I said, "Why?" "I think I have a good reason to tell you." I said, "Okay." Then we woke the others up. We all got woken up, and they were like, "Who woke us up again?" It's like, what, 6 in the morning? Oh, I was like, Kyren did it. Not me, totally. He told me too, but he was there too, so it's kind of his fault. Okay. Well, we woke the... We all said, "Why'd you wake us up?" He replied with, "I think I found something." I said, "What?" He said, "They found some type of alien tech." It was like my phone was all glitchy with this, with the thing. I connected it to my computer somehow. I heard ding. And I see a ship in the air. I thought it was just a robot ship, but it pretty sure it's an alien to me. We were all like, what does that mean? He showed me that it meant that there were aliens here now. Sure, it was robots. Okay. Dead people that are sometimes moving, which is really creepy, like a reptile. But next thing you know, aliens? Great. He brought up the fact that aliens are bad. Real bad. From all their tech, from all they what they have. Then I said, alright, why are you telling this us? Cool, aliens. It's not like they're attacking us. He said, stop. That's it. That's it, right there. They're not attacking us, but they took most of the adults. Even their dead bodies. Looking outside, we went outside at night, putting up some few flashlights, looking around. And we only see kids. A child crying. I walked over, saying, what's wrong? The little girl said that her mommy and daddy has been taken, holding a bear, a pink one. So we'll come here, grab the girl and take her inside. It kind of pushed my leadership role in a sense. But instead of all that, the little girl's lost her parents. And then we went upstairs. King ran down and told me that mom and dad were in their room. And Karen said, they are adults. Maybe they just were scouting out. I told Karen, think about it. The little girl, her parents gone. What about ours? What about Kevin's? Whatever else. He started thinking, saying, it was kind of weird that the aliens would take the parents, but if they did. Kevin said, stop everyone, and saying we should think about this. I have a plan. We find a way to get up there, we kill them, we take everyone back, and we'll survive together. Okay, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's going to be super fun. I really enjoy it. We'll be back to Explorers next week, but this was really fun to record. So, these episodes will go really cool. It's been really fun. This was episode 1 of Day of the Survivors. Thank you. Goodbye.